Welcome to The Motivated Mind, where I challenge you to expand your perspective on how to achieve a successful life through motivational lessons, reflections, and interviews with other motivated minds. Welcome back to The Motivated Mind, a top 100 health podcast, thanks to each of you. This is episode 404, and I'm your host, Scott Lynch. If I brought you any value, please be sure to leave a review, hit that subscribe or follow button, and please be sure to share the podcast. Thanks for making The Motivated Mind part of your story. Having spent over a decade in the cannabis industry, I've witnessed many consumers, myself included, grappling with the overwhelming abundance of options and information available, especially when it comes to navigating the thousands of cannabis strains. It's like navigating a maze. And driven by this challenge, my team and I embarked on a journey 4 years ago to change this narrative. Our goal was to provide consumers with the data and education necessary to make informed decisions, enhance their cannabis experience, and ultimately improve their lives. Today, I'm grateful and happy to announce that we've launched HashDash, the world's first personalized cannabis matching platform that leverages over 637,000 cannabis strain data points to match you with your favorite cannabis that aligns with your unique preferences. Our platform centers around three key pillars: matching, community, and education. All three are aligned with our mission of empowering cannabis enthusiasts and newcomers alike, transforming confusion into clarity in the vast world of cannabis consumption. Say goodbye to the guesswork. Discover, learn, and elevate your cannabis experience with HashDash. Sign up for free at HashDash.com and find your cannabis match. That's HashDash.com. I can't stop thinking about this quote from Marcus Aurelius: "The mind adapts and converts to its own purposes the obstacle to our acting. The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way." This beautiful quote reminded me of Michael Caine, who appeared in more than 160 films over a career spanning 8 decades and is considered a British film icon. He captured this concept and philosophy beautifully in a 2002 interview, sharing his defining philosophy on life, which is, use the difficulty. As a young actor, he was rehearsing a play scene when a chair got stuck in the door and blocked his path. He told the other actor he couldn't get by the chair to enter the room in the scene. The actor's response: use the difficulty. If it's a comedy, fall over it. If it's a drama, pick it up and smash it. This idea of using the difficulty became a defining mantra for Michael Caine's life, saying, "There's never anything so bad that you cannot use that difficulty. If you can use it 0.25% to your advantage, you're ahead. You didn't let it get you down." This idea hit me hard, and it's had me replaying 4 questions in my mind on repeat. How can I use the difficulty I'm currently facing? How can I embrace the struggle? How can I sow the seeds of my light during periods of darkness? How can I find flow through the friction? In essence, these questions remind us to focus on perception. Perception is all about the meaning we impose on events. For example, is a financial crisis, a terrifying disaster, something to run from? Or is it a learning opportunity, something to observe? That is up to us. One way of perceiving it deprives us of power. The other way gives us power. In almost every situation, we have the power of perception. Good and bad are concepts we impose. For every difficulty that we face lies a story within it that we tell ourselves. That's what makes it good or bad, or anything in between. The story we tell or don't tell is entirely up to us. That's the power of perception. Just like a sculptor turns a block of marble into a masterpiece, we have the power to mold our difficulties into something beautiful and profound. Now, this doesn't mean that we need to be naively optimistic to act. Perception doesn't mean seeing everything through rose-tinted glasses. No, it means we see things clearly, reasonably, logically, objectively. That's what perception is about. It's not about ignoring or diminishing our problems. It's about stripping away emotion, subtracting meaning, rather than imposing it. There's no denying that some tasks are truly difficult, but that doesn't mean we need to make them more difficult by losing a healthy perception. So often, an obstacle, even the most challenging and life-altering, becomes our greatest advantage. For example, Stevie Wonder's blindness led him to focus on sound and texture in a way that sighted musicians could not. Difficulties are like a safe or a puzzle, just waiting to be cracked and solved. Rather than seeing difficulties as a wall, we can start to see them as the keypad on a safe or a puzzle spilled on a table. And once we view the challenge as solvable, it means there's a possible combination, a solution that exists that can be applied to unlock that safe or put that puzzle together. This is a great example of gamifying our lives. Instead of getting overwhelmed, we need to slice the problem into smaller, actionable steps. We need to look at it rationally and logically. And then, once we know what we're up against, we act. And if we can be flexible, persistent, and disciplined, chiseling away at each piece of our block of marble, focusing all of our energy on tapping the end of our hammer, hitting our chisel, cracking away at that block of marble, we can achieve whatever we set out to do. You may already know about my private coaching program, which offers tremendous benefits. However, there's another approach worth exploring: group coaching. This type of coaching emphasizes systems thinking, fostering skills in reflection, reframing, questioning, problem solving, and time management, all on top of encouraging relationship building and dismantling internal silos. Well, I'm thrilled to introduce my group coaching program, where we'll meet twice a month, every first and third Friday, for 45-minute video sessions. Prior to each session, I'll present a key theme and a thought-provoking question of the week. During our sessions, I'll share insights, hacks, and methods related to the week's topic, fostering a free-flow conversation where questions and personal experiences are welcomed. After each session, You'll receive engaging assignments linked to the theme. These assignments will be shared on our group coaching Discord channel, allowing everyone to provide feedback and engage in a dynamic, interactive experience. Join me for a coaching experience that blends strategic insight and meaningful connections by clicking the link in the show notes. I'm excited to announce that I've teamed up with Supercast to create a more robust and easy-to-access premium membership platform for listeners of this podcast, which will replace my current paid subscriber program through Spotify. Starting in January 2024, by subscribing to the Motivated Mind Plus, you will get access to a range of exciting perks, including access to 2 exclusive bonus episodes every month across all platforms now, ad-free listening across all platforms and new episodes, access to my members-only Discord channel, and exclusive discounts on my courses and premium newsletter subscription on Substack. All of this is available to you for only $5.99 a month. And don't worry, you can still listen to my regular 2 episodes per week for free forever. This transition will enable me to offer a wider range of features and benefits, all aimed at enhancing your engagement with my content, including being able to now access bonus episodes across Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcast platforms. Most importantly, your subscription directly supports the podcast and the content I create by making future shows possible. Click the link in the show notes to subscribe today. The path to success is precisely that, a path. All paths must be walked one step at a time, which means we need to focus on that first step, execute it well, then focus on the next step. All too often, we focus on the size, difficulty, and the complexity of our challenges. And this leads to overwhelm and uncertainty. But if we focus on the process, the first step, it's soothing, it's confirming, it's approachable. If we focus on what's right in front of us, what we can do now, no matter how small, the process takes care of itself. And not only that, every obstacle we overcome reinforces our ability to deal with future challenges. A difficult experience forces us to adapt and find new ways of managing stress and building our emotional resilience muscle. It means we're experiencing something for the first time, which means it's inevitably going to be challenging. It's the first time we're experiencing that thing. When things are difficult, it's a great indication that we're leveling up. Imagine a video game. Each level that we encounter is more challenging than the previous one. And with a greater challenge means greater reward. If things are easy, we're not being challenged and stretched. We're not improving. Difficulty is an indication that we're progressing, that we're leveling up in life. Easy paths often lead us nowhere. Difficult paths make us improvise, which means focusing and thinking without constraints. We start to see hundreds of combinations in our minds, which opens up a portal to endless possibilities. We get access to rooms we've never unlocked before. This is what I love about using difficulty to our advantage and gamifying our lives. It allows us to focus on controlling the controllable. It allows us to use challenges as a fulcrum. This means we start to see difficulty as something that propels us forward, not something that impedes us. We truly only control one thing, our mind, everything external to our mind, like other people's actions, natural events, the inevitability of death, all of these things are outside our control. But our emotions, judgments, attitudes, responses, decisions, these are within our control. The difficulty, the chair, the block of marble, they're already there. We can't control it. However, we can control how we react to it. We can control our response to it. We can control our attitude towards it. Difficulty is inevitable. And if it's inevitable, it means the only thing that will allow us to solve that problem is by leveraging it, not resisting it. We need to build what the Stoics called the inner citadel, a metaphorical internal structure that's impervious to the external world. This is what allows us to focus on the controllable. So, ask yourself, are you prepared for what life will throw at you? Because the universe will throw us lessons until we learn and grow. We shouldn't waste those opportunities. Challenge is inevitable, but mastery is our choice. Challenges are just opportunities in disguise. Don't be afraid of difficulty. Use it to your advantage. Thanks for listening to The Motivated Mind with your host, Scott Lynch. I hope you enjoyed my deep dive into how to use difficulty to your advantage. If you did, share it, shout it out on social media, or drop a rating and review. Stay connected with me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok at Motivated Scott. Don't forget to join me every Monday and Thursday for new episodes. I love you all, and thanks so much for listening. The Motivated Mind is a Legacy Division.